Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities October Monthly Podcast. Two major developments advanced global markets in October. First, the U.S. and China reached a truce in the form of a Phase 1 trade agreement. Second, Boris Johnson and the European Union approved an amended withdrawal agreement, which previously appeared to be out of reach. While alternative outcomes are possible and uncertainty extends into 2020, the removal of the October cliff-edge date and a reduced likelihood of a so-called hard Brexit provided significant relief for markets. Following some data misses in the U.S. and with Q3 GDP growth slowing to 1.9%, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 25 basis points for the third time in 4 months. There were two important takeaways from the October FOMC meeting. First, the Fed leaned into a pause in the cutting cycle. Second, Powell made a definitive statement tying future rate hikes to realized inflation. The pause in rate cuts appears to have been already reflected in prices before the meeting, while tying rate hikes to realized inflation was not. We believe Powell's emphasis on realized inflation is likely to be the more consequential for markets and policy going forward. We would point out that the centrality of inflation to the Fed's thinking about rate hikes could not have been clearer in the post-meeting press conference. In that response, Powell made it explicit that rate hikes would not necessarily follow a trade deal and wouldn't even necessarily follow an improvement in global growth that a trade deal could potentially lead to. In this sense, the current cutting cycle is not going to be like the 1990s, when the Fed reversed the insurance cuts once the risk had passed. Instead, the current cutting cycle is really about inflation, and until we see a significant move up in inflation that's persistent, the Fed is very unlikely to reverse the rate cuts that we've made so far. In terms of performance, duration and curve positioning was the most significant contributor to performance, mainly as a result of short German duration. Emerging market debt added to performance as a result of exposures to rates in Russia, Mexico, and Brazil. Emerging market foreign exchange positioning was also positive due to long Brazilian, Mexican, and Russian exposures, as these currencies all strengthened versus the dollar. Investment grade and high yield credit contributed modestly as a result of financial exposures. Developed market foreign exchange positioning was also a modest contributor, mainly due to a long British pound position, as that currency strengthened versus the dollar. So for the outlook going forward, while global central banks have turned decidedly dovish in an effort to ease financial conditions and combat growth and inflation concerns, the trade spat between the U.S. and China remains front and center. Despite these concerns, we continue to expect growth to remain resilient. Central banks have become much more explicit in their commitment to additional policy accommodation to truncate downside risks. This backdrop should provide a supportive environment for credit and spread product. The long-held overweight to banks and financials remains, while European bank fundamentals are also heading in the right direction. Overall, we remain cautious, given trade tensions and the risk of policy errors in Europe, but continue to use duration positioning as a defensive measure against unforeseen developments. So this concludes our podcast for October. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.